naturally dress modestly. Modesty is a controversial topic, isn't it? It's a topic that often divides us. What actually is modest female clothing? We differ in our opinions to a degree. And most of us, male or female, find it hard to speak about pastorally. It's not an issue that can always be discussed, you know, out there. We're talking about how a woman dresses, how I dress, and how you have a problem with how I dress, or how I have a problem with the way you dress. And a woman's clothing reflects to a degree who she is, how she thinks of herself. It's a personal issue. And it's much more personal, isn't it, than whether you eat Weet-Bix or muesli for breakfast. If you eat Weet-Bix, it doesn't bother me. But what you wear, that can affect me. So it can be an issue that stirs our emotions. If we do find it easy to talk about, it might be because we've got a really self-righteous attitude, you know, come across all moralistic and are not that self-aware. For most of us, we find it hard to talk about modesty. A man I greatly respect tried to speak about it with a woman I greatly respect. Both this man and this woman are in formal ministry. The man was concerned that his friend's clothing was too ostentatious. Why did she wear what she did? Everyone noticed her clothes. That's how they thought of her. When they thought of her, they thought of her clothes. Did she realise that? They had the conversation, and the woman was mortified. She was embarrassed. She wasn't expecting him, this older single man in ministry, to say this. But she knew deep down that what he said was right, that there were issues that she needed to deal with. And although she didn't like the conversation and it took her quite a while to recover from it emotionally, she said to me that she really ended up appreciating him telling her what she thought others didn't actually have the guts to say to her. And when I think back over the different ministry teams I've worked in, one of the biggest disagreements I've had was on the issue of modesty. I would agree with this man on most things. We worked very well together. But he thought a particular article written by another pastor was great. Copied it, made it available on a table at church for the congregation. I thought the article was a disaster. I thought it wasn't the best approach to help women to be modest. I thought the language in it to describe how some women dress was too explicit, so it could actually be really unhelpful for men to read. And although my colleague and I chatted at length about it afterwards, we just couldn't agree. It was a stalemate. And it wasn't just a male versus female thing. Some women agreed with him that the article was great. Some men agreed with me that the article wasn't the best approach. I found it very hard to speak about it calmly. Like, I was thinking, why can't I speak about this calmly? Now, that was a number of years ago, but I was reminded just last week how emotional I felt about this article when I saw a link to it on a website. And the woman, I went to this website that this woman runs, and the woman who links to the article has a warning. So say the pastor's name is Joe Smith. She says, warning, Joe Smith sometimes appears to have a very brash style of relating issues and may seem to be a bit too much for an overly sensitive type. Powerful, good points though. And I found myself getting all emotional again. Why should I be labelled an overly sensitive type? Just because I have issues with his article. Anyway, I managed to move on a little. I obviously need to keep moving on. But modesty is a controversial topic, isn't it, to talk about, to teach on, to write on. Some Christian websites are dedicated just to the topic of women's modesty. They tell women where they can buy modest clothing. Now, in some Christian subcultures, the clothing would be appropriate. In other Christian subcultures, they'd think, you're wearing curtains from The Sound of Music. So there's difference of opinion, isn't there? There's a lot of information out there, but lots of different views. Thank you, Gavin Parsons. Be careful of the women who goes to his church. Trying to neatly define modesty is difficult. A sentence or two doesn't give someone a visual picture, wear this. And also, what is modest and what is not modest can change depending on our different cultures, whether our ethnic cultures or subcultures within those, our Christian subcultures. What is modest or not can also change depending on the context that we're in. So, for example, if a woman was walking around here at this conference today in her swimsuit, she's out of context, isn't she? But just down the road at Victoria Park swimming pool doing laps, she's in context. So our cultures and our different contexts help us work out how to be modest to an extent, cultures and contexts. But we also work out what modesty is by thinking about what it's not, by thinking about immodesty. And I think immodesty normally comes in three forms. First of all, dressing with expensive clothes, so spending too much money on clothes. Secondly, sexual immodesty, dressing in a way that's sexually provocative. And thirdly, dressing in an exhibitionist way, dressing in a way that you want people to look at you, to be the centre of attention. So a woman may struggle with dressing sexually or maybe in an exhibitionist way. For me, the issue is more spending too much money on clothes. That's the challenge for me. I need to spend less money on clothes, and that's difficult. I've always loved clothes. I love nice fabrics, clothes that are cut nicely. You might be thinking, well, aren't all clothes cut the same? I wish I thought like that. My life would be much more simple. I notice the way clothes are cut. I like the feel of fabrics. I much prefer silk, cashmere to polyester. But I need to ask myself, Jane, do I need to spend that much money on clothes? Jane, are you being modest? Why am I buying that? I can think, you know, well, I'm not dressing overtly sexually or in an exhibitionist way, but I can still be modest by spending too much money on clothes. In terms of money and clothes, there are other factors for us to consider, like environmental and ethical issues, how our clothes are made, you know, farming practices. Are the people who made those clothes working in good conditions? Are they getting paid properly? Or are my clothes so cheap because people are being exploited? Understanding, you know, supply chains. And it's on issues like this that the Centre of Christian Living, with my colleague Andrew Cameron, what Rebecca was talking about earlier, can really help us. Now, they touched on this very briefly in their talk, What Do We Do With World Need? But it's something that Andrew hopes to return to in the future. But still, taking those factors into consideration, spending too much on clothing is where I need to take care to be more modest. Part of being modest is being self-aware. So it can be helpful for a woman to ask herself, you know, why am I wearing what I'm wearing? Why do I want to buy that? Am I dressing in a deliberate way to be sexually provocative? And if so, why? And have I always dressed like this, or has something changed in my life that's making me now dress a different way? So there may be some trauma or some grief that's happened in a woman's life that's changing the way that she dresses. You know, why am I wearing such ostentatious clothing? Do I want to be the centre of attention? Sometimes when we look at a woman and think she's immodest, we can assume that she has wrong motives. Yet life is complicated and messy, isn't it? Whether it's sexually provocative or ostentatious or expensive clothing, she may dress the way she does for lots of different reasons. She may be naive. She may be sexually unaware. She may feel like the most unattractive woman in the world. Different insecurities, adolescence and hormonal and physical changes can bring. A woman may dress in a really ostentatious way, not because she wants to be the centre of attention, but because, you know, she's not comfortable in her own skin. And she has no idea that her clothing is what people remember about her. You know, or the woman may just be a very young, you know, new Christian. So the woman may not be, you know, sinning with a high hand in that sense. She may be unaware. And so when we speak to others about modesty, being aware firstly of our motivations as to why we're saying what we're saying, and secondly, remembering that life is, you know, messy at times and their motivations may not be what we assume. So firstly, check our motivations, and secondly, don't assume their motivations. I think having some older, wise women at church speak on the topic to younger women can be helpful. I'm not at all convinced of the approach, which some people do advocate, saying things like, why are you dressed like a prostitute? You know, don't dress like that. I'm not sure that's going to change anyone long term. And I'm not sure they'll understand why they need to change. But having some older, wise, calm, loving, gentle, godly women get alongside and teach the other women, I think, is great. I want to read out something now that another colleague of mine, I mentioned Andrew Cameron before, but I want to mention another one, Keith Condie, has said on this topic, and as usual from Keith, it's very helpful and wise. So this is a quote from Keith Condie. I think there are a few things that need to be avoided when discussing an issue like this. First of all, sending a message that undermines femininity and beauty. God has made women in a particular way, and I don't think the scriptures suggest that they should deliberately hide their femininity or make themselves look ugly. It's very clear that women should not dress in a way that flaunts their sexuality, but that does not demand that they make themselves look awful. Secondly, related to this, the message many young Christian women are being given is that they are in some way almost responsible for the thought world of young men. That is, they are being told that the way they dress is often a stumbling block to males. While there is an issue here, and Christian love would suggest that women take care how they dress, thinking of the impact that what they wear might have upon others, I don't want to take responsibility away from men for what they think about and how they act. The way a woman dresses is not the key issue in terms of male lust. It's the man's own heart. Sometimes I get the impression that women are told that men can't help themselves and will always fall into sin if they see a woman who is provocatively dressed. I think this sort of thinking undermines both men and women. Women are demeaned as if they are no more than lumps of meat, and men are viewed as uncontrolled sex maniacs. So that's a quote from Keith. I just want to close picking up on Keith's point that Christian love would suggest that women take care how they dress. I think a woman is much more likely to dress modestly when she's content in her relationship with God. When she realises, and when men and women in the church encourage her to see, so we're all in this together, when we encourage women to see that the greatest beauty, beauty of eternal worth that will never perish, lies in good deeds, and so most attention should be directed there. Then I think a woman is much more likely to welcome her God-given femininity and beauty without flaunting it in an unhelpful way. She'll be more at peace and comfortable in her own skin, more content, because then I think she's come to understand more fully who she was created and redeemed to be. Thanks, John.